WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Stone Cold Steve Austin's in the building, that building being the WWE Performance Center, on Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rocket, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We have nothing else, y'all, but we have wrestling. And we will have wrestling, and that makes me so unbelievably happy that we will have it.
Yeah, and let's talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin showed up on this show tonight because it's 316 days, just mentioned. And he's out here, and he has a card, and he's reading off all the rules about about 316 days, how it's a national holiday. Some stuff about four-letter words are legal.
Your boss works for you. You can throw up one-finger gestures.
You name it. Everything Stone Cold does, you can do on 316 day. Right? Well, one, they were soaked in beer because he drank some beer. Yeah.
Can we just, before we even get into the segment, can we talk about how Austin walks out? I'm fairly sure he was already inebriated. And he just walks out and he gives this camera that smirk. And it's like, you know, Hunter's sitting in the back. And it's like, oh, Lord, Hunter's going to trash, Austin's going to trash the PC. And Hunter has to watch.
Yeah.
You know that's what that smirk was.
Also,
you know it.
Also, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in a long time, Stone Cold Steve Austin took a bump, which means only one thing. Stone Cold's coming back. He's come back. Stone Cold's going to wrestle at WrestleMania next year. He's come back. He took a bump. No. But he did take a bump. He drank his beer and fell backwards. He took a bump. But the MVP... The MVP of the segment was Byron Saxton.
Oh my god, Byron. He was perfect for this.
Okay, first, Austin does, give me a hell yeah, and they deadpan into the crowd.
They do. It was like, and it's just crickets because there's nobody there. And it's like, oh, somebody needs to like run out and scream hell yeah. Like somebody just needs to do it, whether you have like a camera person or a sound person or somebody, just somebody from like the back of the arena. Scream, hell yeah! Like, one guy. Just one guy do it. And they did. They had Byron do it on the second go-round.
Which was great. And then he's grading Austin on all his roles and giving different numbers. And then, so he's like, he's the audience. Austin's playing the Byron Saxton. So he invites Byron Saxton into the ring and goes, we're going to toast, Byron, for you being a jackass. And then dropped him with a stunner.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. He was so great. Austin needed to get him some of them Red Sox.
Yep, those Red Sox.
Those Red Sox.
Then, And then Becky Lynch comes out, and, you know, she won. Before that, she cut a fantastic promo on Shayna.
She did. It was
really good stuff.
And she pulled up in a personalized semi tractor trailer truck.
Which you have to wonder if she was going to have to drive. She was going to drive that into the actual arena this week.
If she wasn't going to drive it into the actual arena, she
or would it have been for WrestleMania? Who knows?
It could have been for WrestleMania. Like, we don't know what it was for, but yeah, she had it.
So, yeah. So there was that. So she comes out and celebrates with Steve Austin. She brings the beer. And Steve's like, the last time I had you in my ring, you gave me a Stone Cold Stunner. And she's like, well, you know, I'm here to celebrate the day. And they cheers, and she just drinks the beer. And she downed the beer.
I have all the respect in the world for Becky Lynch. I think she chugged about 3 beers in the middle of the ring with Stone Cold, like, hardcore chugged them.
And not just any beers. Steve Austin beer.
Steve Austin beer. Because those are, like, 12 or 16 ounce beers, too. Like, she put it away, man. Which I'm like, good Irish girl right there. Good Irish girl.
Oh, and the best part is when she walked in the ring, she stepped on Byron.
She did. Poor Byron.
He plays the fool well. I'll tell you what. He plays the fool well.
He does.
And it works. And then Byron got hit with another stunner. So that was cool.
Yeah. Before we go on, I'm seeing a lot of this talk in chat, so I'm just going to address this now, or I want to address this now. We are talking about WrestleMania on Thursday on the rack, with the hopes that more news comes out about what's going on with that on Thursday. Because we got the decision today. And by the way, in case anybody's curious, WrestleMania is going ahead, but it's going ahead at the PC and not in Tampa. So it's questionable to know what Tampa's getting out of that, if anything. So we're going to wait and see if any news comes out. But we are talking about it Thursday.
10 p.m. Eastern, right here. Twitch.tv slash number to your left. All right. So that was the ending of Raw.
Great ending.
It was fantastic. So majority of this show was rewatching the Royal Rumble.
Okay. They had 3 hours they had to fill, and they had limited people there. They only brought in, and when I say limited, they only brought in the people that they absolutely needed for this show to push the major storylines for WrestleMania, and that's it.
And we got one match, Andrade and Rey Mysterio, with Rey Mysterio beat Andrade.
Yep.
So there you go. Kevin Owens answered Seth Rollins' challenge to a match. He said Seth Rollins said you can pick wherever you want it was the challenge. So Kevin Owens is picking the PC because this is where he came from, where he first got accepted into WWE, where he made it into WWE. This is his home in WWE, so it'll happen at the PC at WrestleMania, which worked fine.
Mm-hmm. It was a nice little like update in a way to sort of bring it all together that it is happening at the PC. So
that worked. Also, Asuka was on commentary for the Rey Mysterio match.
I'm not sure why, but it was fine.
It was different. It was very, very different.
I mean, I just want to say this before we move on to what we're going to talk about next. I almost like Raw better and SmackDown better like this. Is that wrong that I like it better without a crowd and just them screwing around? Like, I'm sure it'll get tiresome after a while and I'm going to miss like the roar of the crowd, but there's something really endearing about the fact that they're just doing it for TV because they can do more, I feel like, with this format than what they can do in front of a live crowd, which takes us to
the opening promo for Monday Night Raw. And this is where you first thought that was when Edge talked directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
Edge, who drove 17 hours
in his pickup truck.
In his pickup truck to be at the Performance Center for Monday Night Raw. So Edge comes out, they do recap everything, and he talked about how they owe one man credit, the same man, Mick Foley. Because he pushed them both to their limits. But the lesson he took that Orton didn't was grit. Our difference is you're an entitled brat. But he was handed everything from his father. Edge said he returned after 9 years and threw Warren out of the Rumble. Edge said that's what it's really about. Edge brought why Beth showed up on Raw. And he was going, Warren never let her finish talking. What was going to happen was she was going to announce his retirement for him because she didn't want him to have to do that again. But because of what Warren did, it pulled him out of several holes. And now he's back up, ready to fight. And he challenged Randy Orton to a match at WrestleMania, a last man standing match. It's his story. And it's not a tragedy, it's a redemptive story. And Orton won't stand back up at WrestleMania.
This was a wonderful, wonderful promo. And I feel like the silence in this case added a weight to it that it needed. And that's not to say that it wouldn't have been amazing in front of a crowd and you wouldn't have gotten the same, I think, feeling. But there was just something about this where there was magic in this, because you're seeing the raw talent, pardon the pun, going on here. Mm-hmm. Where you're seeing who can actually perform with or without a crowd right now. And you're seeing how, you're getting to see how good everybody really is in just sort of a blank format. Where there's no, it's like they have the laser lights, but they don't have the big fancy set. They don't have the large crowds. They don't have the large buildings. They really have been sort of taken back to basics, and a lot of stuff has been stripped back that we're normally used to. And so now you get to see what these guys and girls are all about and what they're really capable of doing. And Edge was a great case in point for this, because it was like he just, Edge is so versatile, but when he gets serious, he's so good. And it's just this, he had this sort of wild, unkempt look to him. It looked like his hair hadn't been washed in 4 days, which if it hasn't, please go wash your hair. And there was just, there was something there that just was magic. I don't even think I can describe it.
It's just, he, yeah, when they talk to you, you feel it. It's like it's something different. So that's why that was really great. Chad, no. No. So after all that, then there was the Undertaker.
Oh.
Or is it Mark? I couldn't.
Oh. Tell.
So Mark, Undertaker, stormed to the gong, but whatever, and he did his fastest entrance ever. He storms in the ring. He couldn't. There was no. He was looking for a contract. He tore apart the table. There was no contract.
Okay, just to frame this. That is the most pissed off I've seen that man on TV in a really long time. And I mean, there were no Fs given for that entrance. Mm-hmm. Like, none. No smoke, no hat, no coat, no slow walk, nothing. He just stormed himself out there in his beanie and tits out, ready to sign that contract, and he could not find it. And he was livid by last week, and because he couldn't find the contract. And what really sucked about this, because this part was really good, is they went to commercial in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, no, go back.
And they're like,
go back.
They're like, okay, so we can't find the contract. And we were like, is that it? Because then they went to a video package. It's like, what's going on here? So Taker was pacing. He was waiting for AJ. AJ's music played twice. He did not show up. AJ appeared, and AJ, Carl, and Luke appeared on the big screen. He has the contract. Taker's on the Mount Rushmore more of WWE Superstar. He carried a company on his back, but it's 2020, and you keep interjecting yourself into a world that would rather see you removed from it. You don't see Michael Jordan showing up and inserting himself into the NBA Finals, or Brett Favre or Peyton Manning doing with the Super Bowl. Yet the Undertaker is injecting himself into WrestleMania. He blames Michelle McCool, or Money McCool. Undertaker, Mark, you're a shell of your former self. That flame you once had is totally gone, Mark. Let it go. Styles said someone might want him to have sympathy for the old guy, but it's not there. Taker got involved in the OC business twice, and now it cost him 2 victories. He said he will gladly pay for Taker's assisted living costs once WrestleMania is over.
Oh, the glare he got for that. Oh, God.
He said he'll be doing everyone a favor when he finally has Taker rest in peace. Now, before anything comes, Styles and AJ signed a contract. Before we get to the rest of it, just on AJ's talking, Undertaker sold it with his facial reactions. Everything AJ said, you saw, like, the face of Undertaker. They made sure to close up onto it. And it's like, oh, oh.
Oh, that glare.
And when he said Michelle, he went from, okay, serious, to complete anger.
Oh, God. I mean, that man needs to teach a master class in facial expressions. Because he didn't say one word.
Nope.
This entire, the whole thing. AJ did all the talking, and they let The Undertaker do what The Undertaker does best, which is he reacted with his face, and he sold it with his face, and those eyes, oh God, his eyes, and that one glare that could melt paint off a door.
Yep.
I mean, Jesus. And I mean, it wasn't even the anger glare. That was a dad glare. That was just a father angry at his son glare. That's what that was. And it's just like, ooh, I don't know what you just did, but oh, Jesus, you're going to die. Do you understand that? Like, you keep poking that bear and you're going to die. And, well, AJ didn't die, but
he's like,
two other people did.
He's like, Carl, go take the contract out to him. No, you do it. Luke, you do it. Like, no, you do it. And then, okay, Carl, you go do it, and you go with him. And they both sort of agree, and they slowly walk to the ring, and like, maybe, kind of, sure, maybe. And then they put the contract on the ring apron, and they go to leave. Then you hear the gong, and then Taker goes behind, and then beats their ass.
Yeah, like, AJ's like, alright, I signed the contract, here you go, here you go! And they're like, uh-uh, I'm not going out there. You do it. No, you do it. No, you, like, they're it's almost like they're, like, physically tossing it back and forth, and then they finally both agree to go, right? Mm-hmm. And they're slowly walking out. They know. And they're, like, kind of like, hi, Mr. Undertaker, sir, we have your contract. And this is the moment where they're stupid, because you just hurl that in his general direction, and you just run, right? Like, you don't even wait. You just run, because if you get enough of a head start on him, he's not going to catch you. He's not. But you hurl that contract at him, and you just run. What did they do? Oh, no. Like idiots, they walked all the way down to the ring, and put it down on the ring, and then darkness. The lights go out. The arena is black for 2 seconds, and then the lights come back up, and Taker's behind them, and they know Taker's behind them.
Mm-hmm.
They know it, and they're both like, crap, we're gonna die. And then they took their whooping like men.
And then when he was done whooping their ass, he walks up the stage, and you just have AJ on the screen, and Taker just glares at the screen as he walks up, and AJ's all pissed.
I mean, this was so spot on for what this needed to be. This was everything you could have ever wanted for an Undertaker reaction and more. He didn't need to say a word. He didn't have to say a word. He sold it all with his face and with his damn fists. And I am on board for this. Like, completely on board. At some point, we'll get a verbal response, and that's appropriate. But for having to wait a week to get his hands on AJ, and then he doesn't get AJ tonight. He gets Gallows and Anderson. And they signed the contract tonight. And just the whole general reaction, the fact that you didn't have The Undertaker do his normal entrance. He just stormed out there because he was pissed. Like, screw it. You made me wait this long. I'm just going out. Y'all can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then he destroys the set, clears the ring. Like, the whole thing was so perfect. But I swear to God, if they bring back Biker Taker, my ovaries are going to explode. It was the closest we've had to him in 17 years. I'm so thrilled if that's what they're going to do. If they do the dead man, that's fine too. But like, this was just, oh my God, this was so good. This was so perfect. I loved everything about this because they just let him do what he, really both of them. They just let both of them do what they do best.
They let everyone do what they do best except get in the ring and perform. But verbally, they let people shine the way they needed to, and they sold everything they needed to for WrestleMania.
And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on Thursday, about WrestleMania and what they could do, because they don't have a live crowd, it opens a lot of doors to do a lot of different things with WrestleMania that we've potentially never seen before. And that's for people like The Undertaker, like Bray Wyatt, that tend to have that more magical element to them.
We're going to dive deeper on that on Thursday.
Yeah, but just to kind of give a little teaser, it's like tonight was, oh, they can do that and get away with it, and there's no live crowd. Oh, that just sparked a billion ideas in my head. So
we'll dive through them on Thursday.
We will. But overall, I felt like this was a very entertaining Raw, just because they're doing the best and they're doing the show, and I'm not going to complain about something that they're doing that they don't have to be doing.
They don't have to be out there performing and putting and giving you 3 hours of escape from whatever's happening in the world, but they're out there doing it. So they'll do it on Monday, they'll do it on Wednesday, they'll do it on Friday, rinse and repeat.
I mean, yeah, the same. It's like, it wasn't my favorite that they put the Rumble in the middle of it, but that's the best they could do, so you know what, I'll deal with it. It's fine. This is all completely fine. This is the new normal, y'all. This is the new normal, and it's fine, right?
Yeah, it worked for today. It will work for now. It's an escape. It's something.
And we'll take it.
We'll take it for what we got right now. But that'll be it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network tomorrow. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews, WWE Beyond Extreme, the brand new book available at bookstores everywhere tomorrow. Go check it out. We'll review up tomorrow. Thursday night, it's the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. Like I keep saying, we're going to be talking all about WrestleMania. We've also got notes. We're probably doing a little NXT, but we're not sure what the show's going to be, so that's kind of on standby. But we'll have all your other favorites, and then we should be doing Fortnite with Friends after the show as well.
It's Rock Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. Saturday Night Midnight-ish, another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, CareerTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday, if they come up with something they want to talk about, it'll be Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, Twitch.tv/WTLive, Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free just by clicking the purple rectangular button above the screen. See if you have that Twitch Prime available. Use credit code ROCKETSOCK at the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we're a hashtag ad partner. And make sure you have notifications turned on, because you never know when we'll go live with Extreme Warfare Revenge, Fortnite with Friends. You never know. Stuff. Content.
Because we have lots of time to generate it now.
Yeah.
And you can follow me on all the social medias and directly on Twitch at Linsward, LANSWRD.
Thanks to MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you back here for the Raw Potion next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, and on the Rock Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Along there is the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and streaming live at twitch.tv/live. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.